this week's science news, Kat?
Yes, this weekend may have brought disappointing news for English rugby fans, although well done to the Welsh, but there's always next time. Or maybe we'll win the football, or maybe the tennis. Now, for non-sports fans, this kind of optimism in the face of persistent failure just seems crazy. But have you ever wondered why some people continue to look on the bright side of life, whether it's about sport or more serious life events, when it seems to an outsider that the odds are just stacked against them? Now, to see if they can explain what's going on here, Dr. Tally Sharratt and her team at the Wellcome Trust Centre for Neuroimaging at University College London have done an interesting experiment with brain scanning, which they've published this week in Nature Neuroscience.
So what did they do?
Well, they persuaded 19 volunteers to lie in a machine known as an fMRI scanner, and that's short for functional magnetic resonance imaging, which measures activity levels in different bits of the brain. And they asked each participant to estimate their chances of around 80 different unfortunate life events befalling them, such as having their car stolen or developing a serious disease like Alzheimer's. And after each guess, the scientists told the person the actual average probability of that event happening. Now, once each volunteer had been through the scanner, the researchers asked them to go and fill in a questionnaire designed to test their levels of optimism and then have another go at estimating their chances of each event happening to them. And that's when they noticed something interesting.
And what was that?
Well, it seems that researchers did change their estimates of the chances of something bad happening, but only if they turned out that they previously thought their chances were actually worse, were higher. So, for example, if they thought they had a 40% chance of something particular bad happening, like, you know, developing an illness, and they were told the risk was only 20%, then they would adjust their estimate downwards. But if they thought they already had a low chance of something happening and were told that the average risk was much higher, they just tended to ignore this and make only a small adjustment to their estimate.
Wow, so why is this happening? Why is it that people are changing their estimates like this in the face of more positive information? They sort of change things, but they put the blinkers on when it's less optimal for them to do so.
Well, the clue to what's going on here came from the brain scans. Now, the scientists found increased activity in three regions of the brain, the frontal lobes, and these are regions that are known to be involved in error processing. Now, there was increased activity in these areas of the brain if the chances of a bad thing happening turned out to be lower than expected, suggesting that the person was in some way recalibrating their beliefs about it. But if the chances of something bad happening was actually higher than the person thought, the scientists noticed much less brain activity. And the more optimistic a person was, according to the questionnaire they filled in, the less brain activity the scientists saw, suggesting that the person was just ignoring the information and not processing it.
And so what does this tell us about the average person in the street's way of viewing the world then?
Well, there's a few caveats here because this study only involved 19 people. That's pretty small. And these kind of fMRI studies can be notoriously difficult to interpret. But it certainly helps to shed some light on how your character, whether you're an optimist or a pessimist, influences how you make decisions. Now, on a simple level, this could explain why England fans cling to our belief that we really could win something, you know, this time, whether it's rugby, football, tennis or anything like that. But on a more serious note, looking on the bright side of life can be very important as a way of dealing with really serious life events like a major illness, divorce, being a victim of crime. But in other ways, it can be quite damaging because mistakenly believing that your chances of a specific event happening to you are much lower than they actually are can influence your behaviour. For example, if you think you have a very low chance of developing cancer, you might not quit smoking, or for example not practicing safe sex, or even not saving for your retirement. And interestingly, the researchers suggest that because financial experts are known to underestimate risks and be over-optimistic about potential profits, this may be some kind of the subconscious reluctance of the financial world to accept the real risks of their investments. It may have unwittingly led to the current financial crisis. Who knows?